This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's hour two on this Thursday. Once again, it feels like I'm trapped in a 30 for 30. Everything that happened yesterday, last night, and now this morning, Bill Belichick and the Patriots parting ways. They'll have a press conference with Belichick and Robert Kraft coming up at noon Eastern. Nick Saban yesterday. Also, Pete Carroll yesterday. I thought Mike Vrabel and the Titans parting ways was a big deal. That was just the appetizer here. Now we got to an entree and then another entree and another entree. Welcome to the program. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner, our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, nearly 400 cities carrying the program. Phone calls, we'll get to those coming up. A lot of people have a lot of thoughts on everything that happened yesterday and so far today. 877-3DP-SHOW. Seton poll question from hour one, and then what are we going to go with in hour two?
Dan, hour one, we put up there, we have who will have a better season next year, Alabama, the Patriots, or the Seahawks? 67% of the audience say Alabama, followed by the Seahawks.
Oh.
Not a lot of faith in the Patriots rebounding next year. New coach bump.
Okay.
That's not great.
Right. What are we going to go with hour two?
We're going to throw up there harder to replace. Bill Belichick or Nick Saban? Is that too much of a landslide for Nick Saban?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
All right, we'll go back to who do we want to have a beer with then, Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, or Nick Saban. That one's probably a lot closer.
Yeah, I like that one. That, you know, because people think, get a couple of beers in Bill, and maybe he's going to open up a little bit, start dishing on some things. Pete, I think, Pete would be fun. But I think Nick Saban might be sneaky great with something like that. All right, let's see. We'll get to phone calls. Gary Danielson. Gary Danielson has called over 500 college games, including 100 of Nick Saban's. He'll join us, the longtime voice of the SEC on CBS, former quarterback in the NFL. He'll join us coming up. Also, Tom Pelissero, the insider for NFL Network, sort of the coaching carousel got stopped and then spun in a different direction with Mike Vrabel now available. Pete Carroll, I think, still wants to coach. The Chicago Bears situation is really interesting to me for a couple of reasons. You have Matt Eberflus, who had to fire his quarterback's coach and offensive coordinator. Okay, if you're going to do that, what coach is going to want to come in as your offensive coordinator knowing that you might be fired the following year? Therefore, you're going in there, and then you may be shown the door because the coaching staff would be fired. Unless you are going to have Matt Eberflus, you're going to bring in a new offensive coordinator and a new quarterback's coach because you're taking Caleb Williams. And if I'm Matt Eberflus, if I can hold on and get another couple of years here, and now I have a different quarterback, but you have to extend Matt Eberflus. You have to give him a contract extension. Because if not, he's going to be a lame duck coach, and you're going to bring in a coaching staff, or at least offensive coordinator. Why would I take that job if I'm not even sure if the coach is going to be there? And if you're going to bring in Caleb Williams, because if you don't, and now you're bringing in another offensive coordinator, quarterback's coach for Justin Fields, and that's not fair to him. And this is the first time I thought, okay, maybe they are moving off Justin Fields and they are going to take Caleb Williams or Drake May. But they're going to take a quarterback because I have to extend the coach and then I have to bring in an offensive coordinator and a quarterback's coach and have those contracts, you know, sync up there. Or why would you take the job? That coach is going to be a lame duck coach. So I'm expecting the Bears, if they're not moving on from him, that they're going to extend him and that the Bears were probably going to move on from Justin Fields. And I didn't get that feeling a week ago, but I did yesterday. Yeah, kind of interesting. All right, so we have our poll question, and we'll get to phone calls. Good morning once again, watching on Peacock. Sign up for the newsletter. If you are interested in joining us at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, please do. Yeah, all you have to do is go to the newsletter, and it'll have all the information tonight at 6 Eastern. And we'll let you know how you can join us in Las Vegas. Gary Danielson on the golf course, and we appreciate him taking time out from his great golf game, I'm sure. What hole are you on, Gary?
Yes, Dan. In fact, I'm not taking time out. I'm actually playing. But we are on 13. We usually start about 7:30, and we play really fast.
Okay. How surprised were you with the Nick Saban news?
Well, college football is different. You know, you cannot give anybody any heads up about what's going on. If you even hint that, you know, you might have 1-2 years left and you're thinking about it, you'll get killed in recruiting. So I knew whenever Nick decided to do it, it would be a surprise or very few people would know about it. I don't even think his staff knew about it. So it was going to be one of those days that 2 or 3 o'clock, there was just going to be an announcement, and it was going to happen. Did I think it was going to happen now? No, didn't realize that. There is a bit of a transition, I think, for his football team. I think he was really proud of the way this last team played and the job he did. So, you know, I guess it kind of makes sense. I think Pete and Bill and Nick are all the same age. They're 72 years old.
Yeah, but it feels like Pete Carroll still wants to coach. Belichick still wants to coach. I think college football, today's college football, probably sped up the retirement for Nick Saban. I think NIL and transfer portal, now all of a sudden college football, you have less control than you do as an NFL head coach.
I think that's a good observation. I think, you know, the way that Nick has always built his program is obviously recruiting great players. I think he was one of the, you know, the people that really saw the future, even when he was at Michigan State, when he took the job at LSU, he realized he had to be at a place to recruit the best to win. So I think as he's looked now at his age, is it a little more frustrating for these coaches? I can see that. You know, it sure is different. I've heard stories now from coaches that when you walk into a recruit's room, before you say anything about what type of offense you're playing, they want to know, let's get right down to it, how much am I going to get? And I think NIL really doesn't explain the process. I don't think it's NIL. I actually think it's pay to play.
The importance of Saban to the success of the SEC, how do you quantify that?
I think it's immeasurable. The fact that he left Michigan State and went to LSU, I think he saw kind of the future. I think the demographics of the Midwest changed. I think Nick was a bit frustrated that, and he realized to be at the right school in a state where he could control recruiting, you know, the way Ohio State, and coached at Ohio State. He was at Michigan State. You know, it's an interesting job, Michigan State. You're right there in the middle of the state, and the players are south of you, and three of the most famous schools in college football are just south of you, Notre Dame, Michigan, and Ohio State. So, you know, everybody was shocked, but I think Nick Saban's, he saw the future. He went to Michigan State. I think he got a couple breaks in his career, though. One, his staff did not go to Michigan State. And I think he used that very wisely to hire, you know, the Will Muschamps and the Jimbo Fishers, you know, real hungry, good young coaches mm-hmm. that recruited well. And the other break, I think, was, you know, I don't know how his NFL career would have gone. But I don't know if he goes to Alabama if Drew Brees goes to Miami Dolphins. So, you know, these things work out. But Nick is very driven. I mean, I've done 500 televised games, and I think 100 of them have been with Nick Saban. And I personally, you know, I prepare for the meetings. I go to practice. I think if he does not respect that you're prepared and understand, at least he doesn't expect you to know everything, but he expects you to work hard for the game, just like he expects his entire organization to work hard. And I think he understands athletes too. You know, they want a coach that can help them win, and they want a coach that can help them get to the next level, whether it's a high school coach, a college coach, or obviously in the pros, they want to get the next level is to make more money.
Yeah, and I saw sort of a parallel with what John Calipari has tried to do at Kentucky, that he's preparing you for that next job going into the NBA. He just hasn't been as successful as Nick Saban. But Saban could keep a lot of those players for 3 years, maybe 4 years. Then NIL transfer portal kind of happened upon us. When you're in the production meeting with Saban, how much would he share with you?
I never asked him to share any strategy. I just don't feel that that is a fair question to ask a coach. I really never wanted to know, you know, what your trick plays or anything like that. I would let him know that I watched the tape, not by telling him, but on my question, I would ask him pointed questions about things that happened last game, things that I've seen the other team do, what changes or what players he feels need to play better. Nick was very good to us. You know, he liked Vern a lot. You know, I did 90 SEC games with Nick Saban. And, you know, most of those, obviously the last 5 years with Brad Nessler, a lot of them with Vern, he likes both of them. So he likes to talk, but you never really got, at least I didn't. You know, maybe he was different with Todd or Kirk. But with me, I just didn't feel that was me to go, you know, what's your trick plays this week? That's just not how I approached it. I think you had to read between the lines of what he was saying and how excited he was about his team. That worked best for me.
Who would you recommend to replace Nick Saban?
Well, I think the names that are out there are all good names. You know, I mean, you know, Dan Lanning would be a really good, Norville would be a really good choice. I mean, obviously, you know, there's the connections with Lane. Those all make sense to me. You know, the person that has to have a really strong personality to go in there, because obviously they're following, you know, the greatest ever. It's not an easy job for anybody because, you know this, the measurements at Ohio State are, you know, when we're talking about it's win them all. Win them all, yeah. Or it's not a great year.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of the things I really talked about a lot when I did Alabama games. For all those years, not only did they have really good players, not only, obviously they were well coached, but they were clutch. They played clutch football with the pressure on. They won a lot of games when there were a lot of things going against them. Big LSU games. You know, he only really lost, I think, one SEC championship game, and that was to Florida. And I always gave him a lot of credit. You know, he'd always talk to his players. You know, he's an ex-quarterback. He always talked to his players that, you know, we got to be disciplined, but you got to let it go. You got to, you know, and I think they bought into that. And I was always, when I watched him play, I really thought, as demanding as Nick was at practice, I think he was, of course he was fiery on the sidelines, but I think he was understanding that in the game, you got to play a little bit loose. Disciplined, yes, but a little bit loose, if that makes any sense.
Always great to talk to you. Back to your golf game. Thanks for joining us, Gary.
Appreciate it, Dan. I'm 13th hole. I've already hit two while I've been talking to you. So. nice and smooth. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, buddy. That's Gary Danielson, longtime voice analyst, SEC on CBS. A couple of phone calls in here. Dean in Dallas. Hi, Dean. What's on your mind today? Hey, Dean. Thanks, Dean. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Well, Dan, I'm having a battle between my inner child and my educated adult that I've become. In front of me, I have the numbers for Bear Bryant and Nick Saban. Gary Danielson just called Saban the best ever. Both of these guys won 6 national championships with Alabama. Bear was there longer, obviously, but Nick has a better winning percentage. So my question is, who's the best in Alabama history?
Well, I would say Nick Saban, because Bear Bryant did most of had most of his success without integration. I think when USC played Alabama and Bear Bryant saw what Sam the Bam Cunningham was doing for USC, he decided that he was going to recruit African Americans. And so I would say that that has to play a little bit of a role, like Adolph Rupp as well at Kentucky. But I would say Nick Saban. To do what he's doing today, you know, it's like John Wooden. John Wooden wouldn't be John Wooden today. He's still a great coach, but he wouldn't have 10 titles in 12 years. Red Auerbach wouldn't have that with the Boston Celtics. But they did it when they did it against the competition that, you know, they were playing. But, you know, things have changed. More teams, better athletes, better coaches, and more money. Let's see. What else do we have here? Jesse in Colorado. Hey, Jess, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I had a question for you guys. Thanks for taking my call. But I know his previous stints as a head coach weren't the greatest, but what are the chances of McDaniels taking over for the Patriots job?
I don't think he's a head coach. I mean, I've said that before, Jesse. There are certain guys who are great at being a coordinator. And I think Josh McDaniels is one of those guys. Being a head coach is just different. You got to be all things to all people. And you can't just be, this is my little group here. And we've seen that with Belichick's coaching tree. He had a lot of guys who were really good at one thing. But being a head coach, it is difficult. Bill Belichick's personality is that of a defensive coordinator, not as a head coach. But he gets away with it. He got away with it because they were successful. But maybe they hire Josh McDaniels. I don't know. That wouldn't be my choice. Mike Vrabel would be my choice. Or Gerard Mayo, if you want to promote from within. This guy coming up next, Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, will join us. He'll have some thoughts on that. And what's this mean for the coaching carousel? That Vrabel's now available, and Pete Carroll is available. I don't know how many teams are going to... Like, if you're in a rebuild and Pete Carroll at 72, I just don't know if teams are going to do that. But we'll talk to Tom and get his thoughts on that. Coming up next, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
All right, we'll talk to Tom Pelissero, NFL Network Insider, get his thoughts on this coaching carousel that got a couple of new participants yesterday with Bill Belichick, we expected. And Pete Carroll was a little bit of a surprise. Mike Vrabel, maybe a little bit of a surprise as well. But we'll talk to Tom coming up here in a moment. Let me get another phone call in here. Billy in Nashville. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Dan. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
I know Belichick wants to coach, and he'll be good anywhere he goes, but this is a chance for the NFL to fix their coaching problem, or I'm sorry, their officiating problem, because who better than Bill Belichick to become the guy who trains and certifies NFL officiating crews?
That sounds like a miserable job, though, Billy. Belichick still wants to coach. He wants to surpass Don Shula's all-time record. The question is, and according to DraftKings, the best odds right now, the top odds for where Bill Belichick will coach week one, the L.A. Chargers. Man, I just don't see it. It just feels like that's Harbaugh going back West Coast. Then it's the Falcons. I don't even know if I see that. Commanders, and then the fourth best odds are not a head coach of any NFL team. Yeah, Paul.
Could the Falcons bring in the guy who did what he did to them?
I know, that's what I was thinking.
I'm not going to say the phrase 28.
The three. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network Insider. He's been busy. You can. By the way, you can see the Dolphins-Chiefs Saturday at 8 Eastern exclusively on Peacock as we make way for Tom. All right, let's start with Belichick here. He does want to coach. Where do you think is the best fit for Bill Belichick?
I would tell you this, Dan. With Bill Belichick, he's been aware for months that potentially things would be coming to an end in New England. And so without you know, making a lot of direct contact teams. He's back-channeled things and gotten a pretty good understanding of, you know, what potentially his options might be. I would tell you there's been a lot of discussion about the Atlanta Falcons. I would say that is one possibility. But there are also possibilities that there are teams that maybe are still in the playoffs, teams that do employ head coaches, maybe teams that weren't thinking about making a change, but for the availability of arguably the greatest coach in NFL history, suddenly coming to the forefront here. In other words, if you're any team that feels like, you know, we've got a good coach, but we may not have a great coach, why would you not have a conversation right now about Bill Belichick? You know, there's delicate pieces of this. There are rules regarding interview processes and whatnot. I think that for Bill Belichick, it always made sense, even though we're going to get a press conference today, and this has been finalized, Bill Belichick and the Patriots are parting ways. It has always made sense for Bill Belichick to wait and see what happens in the first, maybe even the second round of the playoffs, and see maybe where there's some other teams that are a little further along that may not be as much of a build for him that might end up potentially becoming options.
Okay. Are we hinting at the Cowboys here, Tom?
We're hinting at any team that might believe after you get into the playoffs here that maybe you could upgrade of going to Bill Belichick. Listen, it's got to be a pretty specific type of team, right? And that's on multiple fronts. Bill Belichick is not going to take over a total rebuild. He's 72 years old. As much as he's done that in a place like New England, that was a quarter century ago. Bill Belichick is not sitting there going, all right, I got 5 years to build something elsewhere. If he's going to go, he's got to think, we've got enough pieces on the roster that I can get this thing rolling and get it rolling quickly. It's also got to be the right ownership, the right structure. If you've got a team that has a hyper-involved owner, or you've got a team that is going to put in place layers of other people above Bill, people that can tell Bill how to do his job, that's not really going to be a fit for him either. For instance, I know that there's been a lot of rumors and speculation about the Washington Commanders. I do not see that being a fit for Bill Belichick, for all the reasons I just mentioned. They're going to hire a president of football operations. They do have a little bit further to go on the roster, even though they got a lot of capital to do it. A place like Atlanta that's got a much improved defense, that's invested on that side of the ball, that does have players at the skill spots, they still need a quarterback. That's a lot further along here. And again, there's some places right now that have head coaches in place that maybe, based upon upcoming results or maybe how the season ended, might be willing to make a change, but only if they can get a guy like a Bill Belichick and take your shot for the next 2-3 years, whatever that timeline might be.
What did the Patriots do?
The Patriots, I would anticipate running a very targeted search. They're not going to just, you know, put out 10, 12 requests for all these different people. They're going to start by looking within the family. So who is that? You got Gerard Mayo, who's an in-house option on the coaching staff. I would certainly not say that by any stretch that's a slam dunk that Gerard Mayo gets that job. There's other coaches out there, Mike Vrabel being chief among them. I mean, a couple of months ago, he's sitting in Robert Kraft's suite and saying, we got a game to win today, and maybe taking a veiled shot at his current employer at the time by saying, hey, fans, enjoy this, because it's not like this everywhere. Mike Vrabel has a long history in that organization, including being a player there. It certainly is a consideration. So it would be a Brian Flores, who's now the Vikings defensive coordinator. He won a Super Bowl with Bill Belichick as the DC in New England. I think that you're going to look at all those types of guys because they know how that building functions. Dan, that's New England is not like any place else because of the unilateral power that Bill Belichick has had for so long in that building. They're going to need a general manager, too. They're going to need to build out their operational staff. They're going to need to build out a lot of different things because there's nobody, even the guys who have been there before, that are going to take on as much as Bill Belichick did. And I think that when you trace through why ultimately here Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft are going separate directions, it's not simply 4-13 this season. It's about how certain things have eroded over the course of time in New England. When you look at their coaching staff, when you look at the front office staff, they've got good people on both fronts, but it's not the same people. Look at how many people have gotten head coaching jobs or GM jobs and have left. You know, the basically a brain drain that they've had over the course of time here. You know, there were a lot of discussions among Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, especially on Monday. They met for hours on that day, talked through every scenario, including scenarios where Bill Belichick would come back. But Belichick said it himself when he met with reporters Monday morning. We got to get some things fixed. Robert Kraft had his ideas of how you're going to fix that. Bill Belichick had his own ideas on how to fix that. You have seen an erosion of Bill Belichick's authority to a certain degree in recent years versus last year when Robert Kraft put out a rare press release saying, hey, we're going to keep Jerod Mayo. We're bringing in Bill O'Brien as the offensive coordinator. New England has never done things like that. And so for Belichick, he was going to want to make certain changes in terms of the people as much as anything. So was Robert Kraft. They weren't quite on the same page. Everybody's going to go their own directions.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network insider. Jim Harbaugh, how close do you think this is to a real possibility that he goes to the NFL?
I believe it's a real possibility, Dan, and I believe it's been a real possibility in Jim Harbaugh's mind for a couple of years now. You know, you trace it back to 2 years ago when he interviewed in person with the Vikings on National Signing Day. That's how serious Jim Harbaugh was about the possibility of going to the NFL. Was that partly to tweak an administration that had just forced him to take a pay cut the year before coming off COVID? Who's to say? But he was very serious about that job to the point that he did a Zoom with the Vikings and then went in person and did, like, I want to say it was a 7-hour interview with them. They ultimately, based on the results of the interviews as well as just kind of the fit, they decided to go with Kevin O'Connell. That's been a really good hire for them. Last year with Denver, Harbaugh did a Zoom with the Broncos. They wanted to get him in for an in-person interview. And this is not a direct quote from Harbaugh, but the sense on his end was, I'm Jim Harbaugh. How many interviews do I have to do? You know exactly who I am as a coach. Just hire me if you want to. The Penners actually flew and visited Harbaugh in Ann Arbor to try to get him to reconsider. That one just didn't line up. This time around, Harbaugh, I can tell you this, Dan, has been refreshing his staff list. He's had conversations with people. He's been evaluating the openings. He also, coming off of, you know, the greatest feat of his coaching career, winning a national title at his alma mater, his head's in the clouds still a little bit here over the last couple of days. I would anticipate we will find out fairly soon how serious Jim Harbaugh is and whether there's a place that's lined up for him to go in the NFL. It's a lot like I talked about Bill Belichick and how you need to have the personnel and the structure of the organization line up for him to want to take that job. It's a similar type of thing with Jim Harbaugh. Everybody's going to draw the arrows to the LA Chargers. They absolutely are exploring this. And from Harbaugh's perspective, there's a lot to like, and it begins with Justin Herbert. The Chargers also are a family-owned and run business. John Spanos oversees the football operation. Another one of Dean Spanos' sons oversees the business operation. Is that going to be a fit for what they want to do and what Jim Harbaugh wants to do? There are some fascinating discussions to be had if they go down that path. The Raiders makes a lot of sense too. Would Jim Harbaugh and Mark Davis be a fit? We'll see. There's other jobs out there that potentially Harbaugh could be connected to as well. But for me, I would say if Jim Harbaugh is going to take one of these things in this cycle, LA and Las Vegas would be the two to watch.
The Seattle opening. How attractive is that, and who do you think they're going to target?
I believe it's a really attractive job opening in Seattle because they've gotten so much younger. They really flipped that thing over the last few years here. You look at the talent that they've amassed at the skill spots, the young talent that they've amassed on defense. You know, Dan, they went into last season making moves like they thought they could win a Super Bowl right now. They brought back Bobby Wagner and paid him a bunch of money. They made a trade deadline trade for Leonard Williams, which, you know, gave up future draft picks. You don't do that if you're not expecting, hey, we're in it to win it right now. They end up 9-8. They miss the playoffs. I think it's fair to say they felt like this was a team that underachieved to a certain degree. 14 years is a long time for anybody to have one job in the NFL. Pete Carroll said it yesterday. He fought. He, as Pete always says, he competed to be the coach. But Jody Allen, the Seahawks chair, her mind was made up based on the total evaluation here. They're going to look, I think, it's an oversimplification to say, well, Dan Quinn's just going to come in. He's been there before. Dan Quinn's going to have other options. He's a real candidate in Tennessee. He's a real candidate in a place like Washington. He's got slips from a couple of other teams as well. Dan Quinn potentially is going to have options here once we get to the point that Dan Quinn can actually talk with other teams. And so for Seattle, I anticipate you're going to see them put in slips in all likelihood in the coming days here for some of the young offensive coaches, because with Pete Carroll, you know, they've had good offenses at times through the years, but Pete's foundation is defense. Don't turn it over. We're going to win the way that we have to, and we have to cut you loose. Russell Wilson, Geno Smith in the fourth quarter, we're going to do that. I think it's going to be somebody who probably fits you know, in broad swaths, the culture that they've built here, not that you're going to do everything the same as Pete, which is why it doesn't necessarily have to be Dan Quinn. But I think like that culture of positivity and competition is going to be a big deal for them. They'll run a broad search here, and it'll be interesting to see where that lands.
But it feels like Pete still wants to coach. At 72, is he as attractive as Bill Belichick?
I think that if Pete Carroll wants to coach, and he said it in his press conference after the game as well as yesterday, that he doesn't feel worn out. He feels refreshed. He said he's freaking jacked. Again, to use another Pete Carrollism about what comes next here. Absolutely. I mean, there are teams that are going to evaluate this, and I can tell you are evaluating this with Pete. I mean, there's a couple of teams that would make sense. The Atlanta Falcons would make sense. I don't know that Pete is moving across the country to do that at this point, but there's always been an attraction for Arthur Blank to bringing in a guy like a Pete Carroll. I mean, he hired Dan Quinn years ago out of that same program. The Chargers are also a possibility if, in terms of at least evaluating this opportunity. Can you imagine Pete Carroll going back to L.A. to take one more shot, and he's got Justin Herbert, a quarterback, and a veteran defense? Again, these are all hypotheticals at this point. The Chargers are a team that is going to interview a ton of people for this job. But I would absolutely not rule out Pete Carroll coaching in the NFL again, potentially even in 2024.
Now. All right, I'll leave you with this. I'm trying to understand what the Bears are doing. You keep Matt Eberflus, but you hire or you fire the offensive coordinator and the quarterbacks coach, which now leads me to believe they move on from Justin Fields. Why would you take that job if you're an offensive coordinator if you're not even sure if Matt Eberflus is going to be extended? So do the Bears extend their head coach so you get some stability for an offensive coordinator and or quarterbacks coach who's going to go in there? And does that lead you to believe the same thing, that they're going to take somebody number one overall at quarterback?
I don't foresee a contract extension for Matt Eberflus at this point, just because he's 2 years in. Most teams don't do new deals 2 years in unless you've gone to the Super Bowl. The Bears played better the second half of last season down the stretch, and that really made the case for Matt Eberflus to stick around. You know, you look at the numbers on their offense, they weren't horrible. I mean, they ended up number two in rushing, even though they didn't even have Justin Fields for a chunk of games. I mean, they're playing with a Division II undrafted quarterback, Tyson Bagent, and they're winning some of those games. They were top 10 most of the season in third downs and red zone. So this was not a completely broken offense by any stretch. I think that my instincts are the same as yours, Dan, which is there's probably a possibility this would signal that you are bringing in a new quarterback and you're going to gear a new offense around him. But the Bears at this point are not going to cut off any of their options in terms of potentially keeping Justin Fields. Although he's also at a point where if you're going to commit to him, you'd be thinking about a contract extension for him sooner than later. Bears are in a really unique spot. Ryan Pohl said as much yesterday, where you're sitting on the number one pick and the number nine pick, and you have a quarterback who, you know, even though it's never been consistent with Justin Fields, which is the biggest fault there and the biggest reason you might move on, you've also seen him at times do some pretty cool stuff on the field. So a lot of different directions that could go. They immediately put in a request yesterday, Dan, hours after the Pete Carroll decision, for Shane Waldron, who's been the offensive coordinator in Seattle and had Geno Smith playing at a really high level. Is it the most attractive job in the NFL? For all the reasons you just said, there certainly is going to be trepidation among some coaches of, hey, am I walking into a one-year situation and then we're all going to be in trouble here? But whether you're talking about Justin Fields or, you know, just as alluring, probably more so, Caleb Williams, a potential number one pick coming in. He hasn't declared for the draft yet. Still could be Drake May. A lot of ways this could go. But let's be honest, Caleb Williams is the one that everybody in the league is going to be talking about, and somebody quite possibly, whether it's the Bears or otherwise, is going to end up in that number one spot taken.
I lied. I have one more. What's the wildest rumor you've heard? Not report. Do you have any wild rumors?
I mean, hasn't reality been more fun than rumor right now, Dan?
That is true.
For the last couple of days, you need more than Pete Carroll is out in Seattle. Bill Belichick is out in New England. I mean, listen, there's always rumors about, you know, what potentially could happen with a Mike Tomlin. He's got 1 year left on his contract. Usually the Steelers do extensions earlier than that. They didn't in this case. Could he, you know, potentially walk? Would there, there'd absolutely be interest with other teams. I think that's something, you know, to keep in mind here. I mean, there's so much stuff. We have a coaching, think about this, Dan, just like 30,000-foot view this for a second. We have an NFL coaching cycle right now where we're talking about possible candidates: Jim Harbaugh, Mike Vrabel, Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll. That's a real thing that's happening right now in 2024. And when you look at the young candidates for some of these jobs, there's certainly a lot of talented young coaches, but outside of a Ben Johnson, maybe a Brian Callahan, maybe an Aaron Glenn, there's not a whole lot of coaches that you say right now, okay, open and shut, this guy's going to get a job and he's ready to go. It's going to be an absolutely fascinating few weeks in the hiring cycle. And oh yeah, pour on top of that the fact that we've got unique rules now for the first time where you can't do in-person interviews with people who are currently employed by NFL teams until January 22nd after the divisional playoff games. You know who's not subject to those rules? Bill Belichick,
Jim Harbaugh,
those guys are, and Pete Carroll. All those guys, it's a different type of a deal because if they end up getting released from their contracts, which is a technical thing we can deal with later, they're available to interview right now, and it'll be fascinating to see where it all goes.
Thank you, Tom.
You got it, Dan. Happy to be here.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network Insider. Man, I'm exhausted after that. Dolphins Chiefs Saturday night, 8 Eastern, exclusively on Peacock. Your phone calls coming up after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
After listening to Tom Pelissero, the NFL Network insider, there are a couple of teams, if they would bow out in their first playoff game, you'd get the feeling that maybe management might go, we can kick this guy to the curb and we can bring in somebody who's a proven successful coach. Dallas, even though Mike McCarthy does have a really good track record. But if Jerry Jones is attracted to shiny things, and Bill Belichick is a shiny thing, if you're Buffalo, if Buffalo bows out as the number two seed, would they move on from Sean McDermott? would that be a place that's attractive to Bill Belichick? You stay in the NFC East, you get to haunt New England, you got your franchise quarterback, they have some pretty good defensive players, Stephon Diggs, they have a little bit more of a running game with Cook. You have to think like an owner thinks. Because I can't see Bill going to Carolina and going, oh, my God, this team isn't any good. And I got this owner who wants, you know, results right away. Washington, I only thought for the location that he grew up in Annapolis, and you have the second pick in the draft. You have new ownership there and a great fan base. But Tom Pelissero said he didn't see that happening. Belichick on the West Coast, I don't know. For some reason, I just don't see that. I mean, he's going to have flip-flops and shorts, and he's going to be like the older Sean McVay. You know? So I don't know. But I could see where if a team bows out sooner, like Philadelphia is in a weird situation. Like, man, oh, man, Nick Sirianni has cooled off. It's frosty. And if you happen to lose to Tampa Bay, get a couple of phone calls in here. Let me see. Is this Topeka in Tampa?
Hello, Dan. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Second time, long time. 56120. I just wanted to call to say happy birthday to Jarrett, my boyfriend. And I also wanted to say I don't know what's going on with the Bears, but good luck to Justin Fields no matter what. So go Bears. Happy birthday, Jarrett.
All right. Well, there you go. Topeka calling in to wish your you know, sometimes it's just easier to say to your boyfriend, happy birthday. Yes, Todd.
Wish that caller was from Kansas. I think we all do.
Topeka from Kansas. Thank you, Todd.
That'd be nice.
All right. Joe in Cincinnati. Hi, Joe.
Hey, DP. 6 foot, even 200. Thank you. Calling because of your last caller about baby on a plane situation. Got a story. Wife and I decided that the oldest at the time was able to fly. So sitting, waiting for the plane to board from Cincinnati to Florida. My man's, he's not taking his nap. Timing's getting off. We can feel it. And we get on the plane, you know, new parents. And he's screaming the whole time. Won't stop, so we're bouncing and we're walking up and down the aisles, doing everything we can, stealing all the eyes on us, you know. Anyway, he screams the whole time. Get there, get to where we're going. I put a 12-pack next to the pool, and I sit there. And the fellow with the Bengals tattoo comes strolling down. And I say, oh, hey, Bengals, Cincinnati, you know, cool, fun vacation, this and that. And said, hey, how'd you get down here? What flight'd you take? And he looked at me and said, yours. we shared that 12-pack after that. My beer was his beer that day.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Man, when you walk on a plane with kids, whoo, people are either looking right at you or they're looking away on purpose. They're praying you're not sitting next to them. Yes, Eden.
That was one of the biggest like changes about life or something that I learned after having a child is that as soon as you walk on with a child, everybody goes, oh, no. And then they start looking at you, well, avoiding eye contact, but watching where you're going, saying, please don't sit next to me. Please don't sit next to me. Yeah. Please don't sit next to me. Please don't sit next to me.
Yes, Marvin.
And there's a level of empathy once you have kids.
True.
Because when they're crying,
100%.
Like you're sitting here, hey, bleep. I don't want him crying either, or I don't want her crying either. You think I want this baby crying? You bleep.
Wow. Why so angry?
And now you're like, hey, we're all with you, pal. Yeah. Don't worry about it, man. I get it. I've been there.
Yeah.
You'll get through the flight, okay?
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah. You're right about that, though. After you have kids on a plane, and then you see a baby, it's crying, or you see the parents. Yeah. Oh, my God. You just want to say, hey, you'll get through it. You'll get through it.
Yep.
The voice of the Crimson Tide, Eli Gold, will join us coming up final hour.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.